How are you guys doing?
Hi.
I don't know why I always start this off so awkwardly, but here we are, guys. Another episode, long last, after so long. But here we are. I don't know how long.
We were struggling. We had some we were going to record last week, but we had some technical difficulties, and we just now fixed it. And it was a push of a button. Just pressing the right button in the right area, really.
Yeah, which is always the case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either pushing the right button or the wrong button.
Yeah. But how are you guys doing? Again, it's been a while on our part, so hope you guys are doing good.
And it might be a long part, like a while in the next part. We've been very busy. Lives have been changing.
Currently moving into a new apartment, which is fun. And
currently getting a new job, and I'll be working 7 days a week.
Woo! Yeah. But I liked how it piked up whenever we both went, woo!
Nice. Ash and Finnegan are here, causing trouble.
They were trying to... Well, actually, no. Ash was trying to start a fight with Finnegan, and Finnegan's like, now, wait a minute.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
He is. He literally just shook it off like fucking Taylor Swift. But anyways, man, we're starting off strong, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. But anyways, guys, I have a very interesting episode for you guys. Actually, I'm really excited about to read this one because Bailey has been talking about this one since...
It's a fun one.
It's a really fun one. And Bailey has been talking about this since we actually
started the podcast.
Actually, before we started the podcast, actually.
When it was in fetal. Fetal. Whatever.
Fetal.
What is it? In.
In process? I mean, I don't know, man.
Sure, in process.
Yeah. But no, it's very fun. So I'm excited to tell you guys about it. It is about, of course... Garfield, which is Bailey's favorite.
I love cartoon. Garfield. I have a love-hate relationship with Garfield. I love him, but I do not love the idea of the new Garfield movie with Chris Pratt.
I don't either.
He did good at Mario. I'll give him that, but I just can't see him being Garfield. I'm stuck on Bill Murray.
Yeah, honestly, not gonna lie, I forgot that was a thing, and then you said that, and I'm like,
he worked too well.
Yeah.
And then Breckin Meyer as John, and then Odie as a live dog. Like, that was such a good movie.
It really was.
Was it cringy? At times. But it was a good movie.
Especially the second one. The second one was
The Tale of Two Kitties?
God.
Can we just go through the Garfield lore one day?
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Alright, go ahead.
Alright. But everyone, for the most part, loves Garfield. Which, I don't know why I read it that way, but here we are, guys. I mean, he's relatable, he's cute, he hates Mondays, which who doesn't these days, and he's a cute cat. However, what if Garfield kept showing up in strange places? Which, I mean, not just Garfield. If I just saw, like, for example, the Chef Boyardee, like, commercials, like, I just see a can.
Oh, just roll randomly?
Exactly. Like, I'd be terrified about that, too. But apparently, Garfield just rolled up on people, too. No pun intended.
Sure.
Yeah, let's say the beach, which I'm terrified of the beach.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I hate the sand. It's a texture thing. I'm afraid of the ocean because what lives in there, for all we know, it's Godzilla.
Also understandable.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be terrifying if I just randomly saw Garfield there. Couldn't catch me there. But anyways, it's just over and over again. But apparently, there was a French community that was literally terrorized by Garfield on the beach. Near the coast has finally cracked the mystery. Well, basically, a community, it kind of cracked the mystery of this thing. You see, those Garfield telephones that have haunted its beautiful beaches since 1980s. Which, damn.
Older than both of us.
Yeah, like, damn, that's older than both of us. Now, the Irrawaz coast is, or, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, Irrawaz Coast in Brittany has received a supply of bright orange novelty phones shaped like our famous friend. People have been collecting fragments of the feline for years as they clean the beaches. But now, the source of the problem has been found. A lost ship container, which doesn't seem like that hard of a mystery, but whatever. Last year, campaigners for the anti-litter group made the phone a symbol of the plastic pollution on the beaches of Finisterre. Finisterre. I literally read the how you say it. I still messed that up.
You were off by like a millisecond.
I know.
You had the
Finisterre.
Yeah.
Region. part of which is a marine park. Even though they had started to appear some 30 years ago, in 2018 alone, the volunteers counted more than 200 Garfield fragments. Oh, that's a lot of Garfield.
That's a lot of cat.
Yeah, I know. I was going to make the joke, but I was not. Anyways. now, they appear for the most part intact after what can only be decades in the water, which, I mean, kind of impressive.
Sorry, I'm laughing at them. They're like running around full speed.
Yeah, Finnegan and Ash are trying to create a tornado in the room.
A whirlpool.
Yeah, a whirlpool effect. Now, as I was saying, they were decades in the water and still having the cartoon lines and stripes, and sometimes even attached bits of internal wiring and electronics, which, again, very impressive. Couldn't be today's phones.
No. Like, those things would sink to the ocean.
For real. So, I mean, at least they're coming to the surface. And they're still intact. So, I mean, if they really want to turn around and take the wiring from it and just recycle it. Yeah. I mean, there you go, guys. Innovation right here in this little brain. Finnegan agrees. Now, the phone was sold by the American toy company Tyco and UK brand Teleconcept. Garfield's eyes would open when the receivers were lifted and shut when the phone was hung up. Now, your mom...
My mom actually... I was going to say, I want to mention at some point. My mom had one of these.
Oh.
And my dad threw it away.
How dare he?
He wasn't a good man. He's done some messed up stuff. That's one of his top tens. Throwing away the Garfield phone. Have you seen the GIF? The guy saying, it's like, whatever, and he hangs up the Garfield phone?
Yeah.
I love that GIF.
Yeah. God. I wish I saw these in person, because, like, that sounds really cool. Still buy them.
I want to see the scrap. I want a piece of scrap from it.
Fair enough. Now, of course, there were some contradicting rumors about their origin that had always gone around locally. Mostly that the phones came from a shipping container that had been lost overboard in 1980s. I almost messed up and said 1890s. I'm like, that's not right.
That is not right at all.
Yeah, but no, earlier this year, the French news outlet France Info ran a story about the mysterious telephone parts. However, a man named René Morvan told Simone Le Mur, a reporter for the France Info, I'm assuming, that he knew where the phones were coming from and he could show it to her. I didn't really understand, she says, because I was thinking the container was underwater and this gentleman didn't look like a diver. Fucking savage. Yeah. Like, okay.
What does a diver look like to you, huh? Huh?
She was expecting him with, like, the Baywatch snorkel flippers on feet going, I know where they are.
I can show you. I'm their father.
And then you just hear him go away. You know? Stop, stop, stop. I like the imagery in my brain sometimes. Anyways, Morvan, a 57-year-old farmer. Oh.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Who owns the land adjoining the public beach, told her about a bad storm that happened about the time he was around 20. Shortly after, the Garfield telephones first washed up over the beach, and he and his brother went to investigate. They found the remains of a shipping container lodged in a cave in the cliffs, one that was often submerged, but sometimes revealed at a low tide. The container had also held televisions and a quantity of redwood along with our beloved Garphones.
I love the term Garphones.
I know. It's just it's so beautiful. Well. Yeah. Now, after several weeks of bad weather, Simone Le Mur and half a dozen other volunteers were able to access the cave's entrance at low tide on March 22nd. The cave and rocks were covered in algae, but sure enough, there was...
Allergy?
Algae.
Sorry, I had to get you there. It was too funny.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's covered in pollen.
Yeah. Water pollen.
Ooh.
Ooh. Anyways.
Imagine that'd be terrible.
God.
Don't put it... Take it out of existence.
Yeah. Anyways, it was covered in algae, but sure enough, there was an entrance, Jesus Christ, and we found pieces of metal, which were pieces of the container. The group also found lots of fragments of telephone, so we knew we were in the right spot. And these two
are playing.
They know where the right spot is of the toy, because they're yelling at each other about it. But yeah, they knew they were at the right spot, according to the container that was right in front of them. Now there was hundreds of pieces, including dozens of handsets, their buttons intact, and many still clearly showing their numbers, which, impressive.
Yeah, you think that they would have, washed away, eroded.
Yeah. I mean, that, honestly, whoever made these phones, did a good job.
Well done.
Like, wow. Of course, finally, the mystery had been solved, though some people questioned the existence of a second container that might make sense for the locations.
I just had a terrible thought.
Oh?
Mr. President, a second Garfield phone has
existed.
I'm sorry. Even Megan didn't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's messed up, but that's so funny. Ooh.
I need a meme of it.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what the imagery in my head was, but God, is it terrible. Anyways, the existence of a second container might make sense for the different locations where the phones have been coming ashore. As funny as this all is, there is a big problem. The pollution it's causing, which, fair enough. Especially microplastics, which the bane of our existence these days.
Yeah.
Too small to see with the naked eye. I don't know why I said that sentence that way.
Too small to see with the naked eye.
Yeah. These remnants, which the unrecovered phones will eventually break down into, will long be part of the marine food chain. They say in 400 years, the plastic will degrade, says Simone Lemire, which is to say, instead of big, visible pieces of plastic, it will be present in small quantities everywhere in the water, in the air, and in the sand. So I think a solution would be to get all the Garfields we can find out of the ocean, especially that cave, and make a giant Garfield phone out of it.
That would be so cool.
It would, and have it as a statue on the French beach to promote throwing away trash and the damages pollution can have. So, yeah. You guys excited about Garfield phones?
You excited about a new Garfield movie after hearing that?
I know.
He's a microplastic.
God. Could you imagine them making a stop-motion version of a Garfield show or movie, but just using the microplastics of the Garfield phones?
That would be so cool, actually.
Yeah.
I would give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you got enough art students, they'd be like, you know what, let's
sure.
do it.
Put some art students on the beach, they'll get rid of that plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Put some SCAD students on the beach, there will be no more plastic. They will be plastic in different forms. They'd be like a corset, a Garfield phone corset. It all comes back to celluloid.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back. That was a fun episode.
It really is. Also, I think it's funny because I had one professor talking about film and stuff like that, and she goes, yeah, there's nothing like the good old celluloid film. And I go, I have information on celluloid.
I can tell you about celluloid all day.
I literally plugged our podcast so hard. And that classroom looked at me going, why do you have an episode about celluloid? I'm like, why not?
It's interesting. Yeah. Exploding corsets.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Garfields were made in the 1800s.
Oh my God.
And they did explode. You're answering the telephone and you press the button. You were just holding it a little too tightly. And it starts, heating up.
Yeah.
And then it starts burning your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Light 'em up.
Yeah.
Talk about a fiery conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation was getting a little too spicy.
I'm going to cut you there. I think it's time to end it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
I'll just keep going. We all know this.
You will. You'll keep making more puns, so I'm going to stop you right there.
Fair enough.
Yep, but that was another episode of No More Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're sorry for the delay. We've had some technical difficulties, like we said, and then life's been in the way. Hopefully, no promises it won't be like that, but we'll put out as many episodes as we can when we can. But I hope you enjoyed this one. This one was a little different, a little more fun than we usually do, but we wanted to throw a fun one in there. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, guys. Have fun. Don't do things that can get you in trouble. I don't know why I went with that route, but here we are.
Like you're talking to kindergartners.
Yeah, like, okay, everyone, make sure you have a good weekend. Follow our podcast. Leave us a review. They're going to be like, and we're leaving.
Thank you so much for listening. Listen to us wherever you can. Follow us wherever you can. We have an Instagram and Facebook where we will post photos of these Garphones rushing up on the beach. And also where they're at. And also anything else that's going on. Lizzie just celebrated her birthday this past week.
I'm officially 23, guys.
Woohoo, getting on up there.
Yeah.
I'm turning 24 this year.
Yeah.
Woohoo, yippee. Old age. Yeah. We say that very young. Regardless.
Oh, I feel so old, we say in our 20s.
Yeah, my bones are freaking. My mom is just like, shut up.
I know, my lower back is killing me. But then again, I was like lifting very heavy boxes today. Yeah, you were lifting stuff today. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to, like I said, follow us where you can. Give us a like. Tell us what your opinions are about us, what we can improve on. And, and don't forget to tip your tour guides. Or a Garfield phone might wash up one day when it rains really heavy.
And or?
What?
Or it might haunt you in your dreams. And you'll just have a nightmare about... that microplastics eating your soul, and then it comes out of your soul looking like Garfield. Or even worse, it might be made out of celluloid, and you might have spontaneous human combustion.
Oh my god, that's a couple episodes listening to one. You should definitely listen to those back episodes.
Yes, exactly.
All right, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.